Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Well, there was a news story that came out just the other day. In fact, this one is listed as the 25th, April 25th, and it says Baptist leader says this, Christian talk radio makes people hate Christianity. The president of the Southern Baptist Convention Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, that's the ERLC, was called out Thursday by syndicated radio host Janet Mefford over controversial statements he made at an ERLC gathering last week. On Tuesday night, April 22nd, Dr. Russell Moore delivered a lecture titled, quote, Walking the Line, the Gospel, and Moral Purity. In the speech, Dr. Moore took a critical view of the church's handling of homosexuality and same-sex attraction, saying, quote, if all you and I are doing is standing and speaking a word, including a truthful word, about sexual immorality and sexual impurity, the world doesn't need us for that. The devil is able to do that on his own. We have not been called to simply to condemn. We have been called to reconcile, unquote. Dr. Moore went further and targeted Christian talk radio for criticism. During the address, he remarked in part, I listened on my way back. This is a quote. I listened on my way back up here from my hometown to some Christian talk radio this week against my doctor's orders. And honestly, if all that I knew of Christianity was what I heard on Christian talk radio, I'd hate it, too. There are some people who believe that fidelity to the gospel simply means speaking, get your kids off my lawn. That's not the message that we've been given to. On the April 24th radio show, Mefford responded to Moore's remarks and defended the biblical fidelity of Christian talk radio, especially on issues of so-called same-sex marriage. Mefford called on Dr. Moore to apologize, calling his remarks, quote, over the top, unquote, and saying, quote, I think he needs to apologize for what he said here. I don't think that there's any Christian radio hosts who are telling the truth about homosexuality that don't want sinners to come to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And I would challenge the idea that there are Christian talk radio hosts out there who don't have that view. She went on to say that when asked about Moore's remarks after the show, Mefford said, quote, it was unfortunate to hear Dr. Moore impugning Christian radio for delivering content that would make people, quote, hate, unquote, Christianity, rather than following his doctor's orders not to listen to Christian talk radio. I think Dr. Moore would do well to listen to more of it. If he did, he would hear what I hear on the shows of many of my friends and colleagues in the industry, faithful presentations of the gospel of Jesus Christ, love and compassion for individual sinners, and yes, the biblical and bold proclamation of truth to a dying culture. That's from the Piercy Report, and again reporting on syndicated radio host Janet Mefford saying that Russell Moore needs to apologize. Well, I've been wanting to address the issue of Dr. Russell Moore for some time now. I've been kind of disturbed by some of the things that I have heard Dr. Russell Moore say recently and some of the positions that he has taken on a couple of issues. Now, primarily, I noticed this, first of all, with what was taking place on the immigration issue. And on the immigration issue, I kept thinking to myself, you know, he's really not in step with what is taking place in the broader evangelical world, although it seems at times to get presented that way. And I've been hearing kind of mixed sounds or mixed statements that are made by Dr. Moore on a number of issues. I was in a conversation with somebody just the other day about this, and the person said to me that it seems that different times that when Russell Moore is speaking to one group of people, he says one thing, but when he's speaking to another group of people, something completely different is being said. To me, I'm hearing more and more of this attacks, of these attacks upon Christians themselves. You know, this is kind of trendy in our modern day world, you know, to take a swipe at the Christian church, and it's kind of received very well by the people that don't like the Christian church and don't like what Christians are saying, especially conservative Christians are saying, so they kind of appreciate when somebody does this. You know, I get a lot of these types of books. There's almost a whole genre of them now where they say things like this. They say, Jesus I love, but it's his followers that I can't stand. You know, I don't like that whole concept. I'll tell you what I do with those books. As soon as the publishers send them to me, I file them right in that circular file cabinet under my desk. You know, I don't care for that whole concept about that we can love Jesus, but we can also not love the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that the church is perfect. I'm saying using it in this way as a methodology to reach out to a fallen world is what is wrong. I don't find that in the Word of God. I don't find Jesus and his disciples going out and using, taking these types of swipes at their fellow believers as the first step or the methodology and then reaching out to a fallen world. I think that there are times where the Lord himself and his apostles and his disciples address the church about certain issues. They address them directly and confronted them on these issues. But I don't find them using it in a way to get in good graces with the world and then from there trying to then preach the gospel. And that's the way that I see that this is kind of being used, you know, to speak about this at a conference like this where you know it's going to get out into a broader public. And not only did it take place there, but I find Dr. Moore doing this on a more regular basis on many of these radio programs and television programs that he's on. He's now in a very high position of influence, and they seem to enjoy that, you know, and not only enjoy that, but seem to foster that, and they want that position of influence. So I was out on their website here, the ERCL's website here just recently, and I was looking at what was taking place on their website, and it was just loaded with announcement after announcement that he was going to be on this television show, Fox television show, and this morning show, and so forth. That it's just loaded with that type of information, and so they obviously want to have that type of play that type of role in our culture today. I said CL before. It's ERLC. Again, it stands for the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Well, I mentioned the issue of immigration. Here's what I took issue with and the uncertain sound that's coming forth on these issues. I just don't know which side they're on a lot of times and some of the things that are taking place. On the immigration issue, do you know that Russell Moore serves on what's called the Evangelical Immigration Table? Well, the immigration table, the Evangelical Immigration Table, is something that is funded by George Soros. Now, if you know anything about liberal versus conservative politics, you know that George Soros is the epitome of the person, he's a billionaire, of supporting all of these horrific groups that are trying to basically rid the culture of any sort of Christian influence whatsoever, and all of the most liberal-leaning groups and agendas that are out there, George Soros is typically the person behind it funding these types of things. Well, he's one that is not directly but indirectly has funded the Evangelical Immigration Table. Other well-known people on there are people like Jim Wallace from Sojourners, a very liberal wing of the of Christianity and so forth. And then, of course, various Catholics, and it's a very ecumenical group. And just recently, you know, they sat with the president again In fact, Russell Moore was just asked about this either today or yesterday by Gretchen Carlson on Fox News, that he had sat with President Obama on this issue. And when she asked, what did President Obama want you to do? Did he want you to preach from the pulpit about, you know, what we should do about immigration? And he kind of laughed it off and said, no, he didn't want us to preach from the pulpit. But, you know, there's a number of issues where I don't agree with the president on abortion and so forth, Russell Moore said, but there are issues that we do agree with him on, and he was implying that we agree with him about immigration. Well, I beg to differ. I don't think that not everyone who is evangelical agrees with the president on immigration. You know, he's been wrong on all of these other subjects, right? He's wrong on the Second Amendment. He's wrong on abortion. He's been wrong on so many different issues, on Obamacare and so forth, all going down the pike. For us now to say, oh boy, but this one he's got right. You know, the president is spot on about evangelicals, about the immigration issue. It's just, you know, I think it's just naive to think that. And sure enough, you know, Russell Moore is being used by the president in this capacity. Right away, the White House, when they met with the president on this issue, right away the White House put out a photograph with Russell Moore sitting next to the president, and then the caption, you know, something about, you know, the Southern Baptist Convention, you know, coming around to agree with the president on this issue of immigration. Well, hold on a second. There's a lot of people that don't agree with them on this issue of immigration. Here's the problem. You know, they keep coming out and saying that we have an immigration system problem. We do not have a problem with our immigration system. We have a problem with our immigration enforcement. There's a big difference between those two things. They keep saying that we have a problem with, we need to create a path to citizenship. We already have a path to citizenship. That part of the immigration system is not broken at all. It's working just fine. You know, maybe we could put a few more people on there if we wanted to speed up the process a little bit, but it's not broken. The part that is broken is the enforcement of the border, and this is going on even as we speak today. Here's the solution to the immigration problem. Fix the border. If you fix the border first, I'll be happy to have a conversation with you about what we need to do afterward. Now, listen, Russell Moore is not the only one who has this problem about understanding what the immigration issue is really all about. I actually spoke to even Rand Paul about this issue. And when Rand Paul was with me on this broadcast, you know, he was using the same terminology, that we have a broken system. And I said, I disagree. I said, I don't think we have a broken system. We have a broken enforcement problem. And, you know, here's what they're basically saying to us. They're basically saying that we've got this plan for so-called comprehensive immigration reform. And if you want the border secure, you have to get on board with us about this entire comprehensive immigration reform that needs to take place. And here's what I say. No, I don't. Your job is, and this is something that we all agree on, liberal, independent, conservative, everyone agrees about this one issue, that your job is national security, and part of national security is securing our border. I don't need another bill to pass in order for you to do your job on national security and securing that border. Do your job. Secure the border. Listen, you're making it out like it needs to be such a big, long process to do it. I'm convinced we could secure that border in a month. 1 month. That thing could be secure. We've got plenty of resources to be able to do it. We have plenty of technology to be able to apply to it. Within 1 month, the border could be secure if they really wanted to do it. They don't. For some reason, they're using it now as an issue in order to pass comprehensive, whenever they say comprehensive, man, hold on to your wallet. Here we go. comprehensive immigration reform. That, you know, comprehensive was the word that came out when Obamacare was being passed. Rather than just fixing the elements of the health care system that were, you know, problematic, rather than just carving those out. No. We had to have a comprehensive solution to that problem. And so this is the same thing that they're using here with this. And what have they done? They've now tried to get the evangelicals on board. And the evangelicals, like Russell Moore and others, are naively allowing them to do this. They're bringing them in, and they're trying to get them to say, you know, hey, we're on board with this because the Bible tells us that we got to care about, you know, sojourners that are among us, and if we don't get on board with comprehensive immigration, that means that we don't care for them, and therefore we're not good Christians. Well, that whole line of argument is problematic. You know, I had Kohlberg on the program here with me. Kelly Monroe Kohlberg, she heads up an organization called Evangelicals for Biblical Immigration, and she has been very vocal of standing up against Russell Moore on this issue. I wish I had time to read the whole article there to you. I just recommend you go out to her website and read the case that she makes, but she begs to differ on this whole thing. Let me go back to Russell Moore. Okay, I stopped there on immigration to say that it's been problematic on this. By the way, he's met with not only President Obama on this issue, but he's about to meet with Jeb Bush on this issue as well. Now, why Jeb Bush? Right? Jeb Bush, who's the poster child for moderation in the Republican Party. Exactly what we don't need. What just lost us the last election, right? This moderate viewpoint on everything. Jeb Bush, who just came out and said illegal immigration is an act of love. Who's he meeting with now? He's going to meet with Russell Moore about this issue on this topic. You know, they keep saying one side of their mouth, they say that the illegals are hiding in the shadows and we need to bring them out of the shadow. Out of the other side of their mouth, then they say they have all this detailed information about who these illegal immigrants are. And they say they're not criminals. You know, they just want to come here to work. How do you know? How do you know who they are? You have no data whatsoever. You're telling us you don't know where they are. If you did, you should be deporting them. You're saying in all this, but then you seem to have all of this detailed information that they're just law-abiding citizens who just are here. You don't know that. You don't know why they're here, but yet you're trying to sell that to the American people. Close the borders, the bottom line. Here's another problematic situation with Russell Moore. He has now assumed this fallback position on gay marriage. He constantly talks about the inevitability of gay marriage in our culture today and that the church needs to acknowledge this and the church needs to prepare for this and so forth. So much so that Don Wildman from the American Family Association has sent out a letter to all of their constituents. They say this in the letter, dated April 8th, 2014, the man who is the face and the voice of the Southern Baptist Convention on Public Policy, believes fighting to protect natural marriage is, quote, a politically ridiculous thing to do right now, unquote. Such pessimism is unbecoming of the man whose role is to be the leader of the task of returning the nation to its moral center. And he then gives a website to go to find out more about what he said. And the website is an article that's written by a man by the name of Mr. Fishner. And he writes about all of these statements that were made by Dr. Russell Moore on this issue about how he is not willing to really fight for the idea of gay marriage, but seems to have accepted this fallback position that we just need to accept the inevitability of what is taking place here, and the church just needs to deal with it and get prepared for it, whatever that means, get prepared for it, and then go forward. They've got, in that article that Mr. Fishner refers to, there was an article that was done with a secular reporter with Russell Moore, and the title of the article speaks about Russell Moore. He viewed it, what Russell Moore was saying, this way. He said the GOP needs to finesse gay marriage. And what does that mean? We need to finesse gay marriage. you know, somehow we need to, you know, massage it here in some way. And there's been all this talk recently about the idea of dialogue. You know, he talks about we need to dialogue more with the people that are pushing this type of a gay agenda. By the way, Russell Moore says that this whole idea of there being a gay agenda is false, that there isn't a gay agenda taking place. I don't agree with that at all. I don't know why he has taken this type of position. They've got an upcoming ERLC conference that's coming up. I was looking at one of the sessions that they're going to be speaking about, and they said this. They'll be answering this question: what does sexual faithfulness look like for same-sex attracted Christian? What does the sexual faithfulness look like for the same-sex attracted Christian is one of the sessions that's going to be at an upcoming ERLC conference on the issue of marriage. Well, it sounds like, again, I wouldn't use that type of terminology. It sounds like, again, there's some sort of an acceptance of the idea that there can be such a thing as a gay Christian there. And how should, I'll tell you how the person should do it. They need to repent. They need to repent of the desire of the desire as well as the carrying out of the actual acts is sinful before Almighty God. And the position is in the Christian church that this is something that God has not ordained, that they have not been, even though they may have a propensity towards a certain sin, that needs to be repented of, and that needs to be corrected in their life. They need to realize that that is not of God. And so on this whole gay marriage thing, we're hearing an uncertain sound once again. You remember in the Old Testament it said that the sound of the trumpet needs to be clear, so people will need to know what to do. We were told about the sons of Issachar that were leading the people of God in the Old Testament, that they could see clearly what was taking place, and they knew what the people of God should do. What we're lacking here is a clear sound from Russell Moore and the rest of the folks there at the ERLC on the issue of environmentalism. Dr. Moore said that he's on the left of where most Baptists would be. And he says he agrees with most of what the EPA has done on all of these different issues. Recently, a tweet that just came out the other day from Russell Moore said this. He said, at Pontifex, that is the Pope's Twitter account, right? So he references the Pope's Twitter account. He said, Pontifex is a very good choice for at times person of the year. So he's saying the Pope is a very good choice for being the person of the year as selected by Time magazine this year. Really? You know, the Catholicism preaches another gospel. You know, the Apostle Paul said, if anybody comes preaching another gospel, let that person be anathema. But Russell Moore feels that the head of the Catholic Church, who says he's the vicar of Christ upon the face of the earth, by the way, you know, and all the other blasphemies like the changing of the water and wine into the literal body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, transubstantiation, and these types of things in the Catholic Church, you know, Russell Moore feels that, you know, he's a good choice for the front page there of Time magazine. He did some thoughts on Pope Francis. He wrote in this article, quote, if Pope Francis wishes to reclaim the primacy of the gospel, he must simultaneously speak with kindness to those outside of its reach and speak of the need for good news. Good news? They only have the good news. The good news is the good news that the Protestants are speaking about. And again, the Pope announced anathemas upon anyone who believes in what the Protestants believe. Salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone. You know, these types of Reformation doctrines that are there. So many people are wondering, really, and more people are wondering this thing. There's even a group now called I got to get the acronym right again, ERLCWatch.com. You can go out to their website, but they've now formed a website to watch some of these statements that are coming out. I think these are fellow Southern Baptists that are concerned about what's coming out from this group. The sound is getting to this level now. Many people are beginning to wonder if this is leading the SBC to go liberal again. You know, they had started to go liberal many years ago, and Albert Mohler was one of the people that were credited with bringing them back from the brink of liberalism. People now are beginning to wonder, is this a beginning of the SBC going liberal again? And is it taking place under the leadership of Dr. Russell Moore? People are wondering that. And they're asking, you know, they want to hear not an uncertain sound, but a certain sound of the gospel message ringing clearly out from those that want to take to themselves this mantle of leadership to speak for evangelicals. I hope that we can hear that. I hope that there's just been some sort of misunderstanding in some of these statements that were made. I hope this will be clarified, and we're starting to get a very, very clear statement from Dr. Moore and the organization that he leads about Christian statements. Remember this, the Lord Jesus Christ said, He said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communication.